Can we get started here for Fells and Company and the General Electric light bulbs?
Who's going to blast off today, you or me?
Why don't you blast off?
Okay, here we go.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Do you ever get makeup on your collar?
Makeup? Yeah, I get some on my collar and get some on my face, but mostly on my collar because I don't hold still for too much makeup.
Well, now, do they have trouble laundering your shirts? I mean, does that makeup cling to the collars?
It used to, but no more.
Would you mind telling us why?
Not at all, because now, around our house, we use Instant Fells Naphtha. Washes out every bit of dirt every single time, gets clothes spanking clean. Nothing cleans like Fells Naphtha. Whites are whiter, colors brighter.
Well, other washing products do a good job, too, of course. But Instant Fells Naphtha does the complete job. For instance, with Instant Fells Naphtha, you don't need bleaches or fabric softeners.
Instant Fells has everything you need all in one package, and Instant Fells Naphtha leaves your laundry smelling so fresh and clean and feeling so fresh and soft.
All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water,
a washer, and Instant Fells Naphtha.
F-E-L-S, Fells.
How about jotting down Instant Fells Naphtha on your grocery list right now, ladies?
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products. Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry.
And don't forget Gentle Fells for dishes. Now here's Rosie with a lovely gentle song. A song just filled with sweet, gentle thoughts.
First daffodils and long excited cables and candlelight on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Ile de France with all the gulls around it, the song that Crosby sings. These foolish things remind me of you. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. These foolish things remind me of you.
Well, Bing, shall we pool our resources and see what we can come up with song-wise?
I'd be certainly most interested in such a proposition, Rosie.
And what song are we going to do?
I thought we might do I May Be Wrong. That strike you?
Yes, fine with me.
I thought we might just be fine for all concerned if Mr. Buddy Cole started us off. Why don't we embark on this prominent undertaking immediately?
It's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime.
Don't like my thread.
Well, if dear in you I've picked rightly, baby, it's gotta be the first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful.
I think you're grand, but
I may be wrong.
Oh, yeah. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful.
Wonderful.
I think you're grand,
but we may just be wrong.
Yeah, I like that.
We did too, Ken. Now let's sort of rest on our laurels, huh, Rosie?
Well, while you two are resting, why not let Buddy Cole and the ensemble take a charge for a while?
I think that would be wonderful. I think everybody would get a big charge out of it, too, I'm sure.
Buddy, looks like you're on.
Thank you. That's quite wonderful, buddy.
Yes, indeed. By the way, Bing, I've been meaning to speak to you about your shirt.
What's the matter?
Well, frankly, I don't approve of that shirt, Bing.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's a little too conservative for you. Now, let me see if I can pick out all the colors. There's yellow and...
Chartreuse.
Oh, chartreuse. Okay, let me finish. Chartreuse, blue and green and pink.
Not pink. Catherine says that's cerise. And she picked out the shirt. But folks, if you admire this shirt now, you ought to see it under our new General Electric Dawn Pink Bulbs.
General Electric Dawn Pink Bulbs?
Mm-hmm.
Could they help a shirt like that?
Why, they make all colors look attractive. You know, you make them look warmer. You should see them all over the house.
Okay, Bing, you started the commercial. I'll let you finish it.
Enchanté. That's French, you know. Yeah. Which reminds me that when we were in Paris...
The pink bulbs, Bing.
Ah, you mean the General Electric Dawn Pink Bulbs. Well, they're the greatest. They give a soft light that flatters everything. Draperies, furniture, people... Come to think of it, you ought to use some, Ken. Get rid of that pool room pallor that you're featuring. The best part is that, like all GE bulbs, well, they come in a four-bulb pack. That's so when you see how nice they are, how they look in one room, you can put them in the next room without bulb snatching. How's that, Ken?
Well, that's fine, Bing. And ladies, what Bing didn't tell you is that they're only $1.40 for the four-bulb pack in the 60 or 100-watt size. Use them in the dining room to give a warm, candlelight glow that makes dinner more relaxing, makes food more appetizing. And in any paneled room, GE Dawn Pink Bulbs bring out the natural warmth of wood. The next time you shop, ask for a pack of four GE Dawn Pink Bulbs. Put them on your shopping list now so you won't forget.
Where the moon swings low on the Alamo, in a garden fair where roses grow, in the tender light of a summer night, I can see her wander to and fro. She said, I'll wait by the garden gate. On that night I said, I love you so. And in all my dreams it seems I'll go. She's gonna wait down by that garden gate. On that night I said, I love you so. And in all my dreams it seems that I'll go where the moon swings low.
Would you like to sing a song of Sixpence, Rosemary?
Not just now, Ken, but I would like to sing a song of Sunday.
Song of Sunday will be just fine. Which one is it?
It's Church Bells, written by Paul Sanders.
I love to hear the church. church bells ring on Sunday. The feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. The day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, proud that we can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. When I'm on my way to church with you.
We'll be back right here Monday, friends. Right back here on this same station.
A happy weekend to all, including you, Bing.
Well, thank you. See you Monday, folks.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again on Monday, won't you?